Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You and I have talked about this numerous times, but take it for those who have not heard past conversations. Unpack prolonged adolescence.
Yeah, our church counselor here defines prolonged adolescence as too much privilege, not enough responsibility. And that is not what we want in our children leaving home. And if you think about it, the kid-centered home produces employee-centered workplaces. It produces member-centered churches instead of Jesus-centered churches. And if you just think about what you're sending your child out to, that your child's going to want to be the center of all of those environments. And as parents, we're great at creating environments for our children to succeed rather than teaching them to succeed in environments they can't control. And so we need to prepare them and launch them, and instead of delaying the adulthood milestones, which is what prolonged adolescence does, it takes those five milestones of leave home, finish school or an apprenticeship or any sort of training you might need, get a job, get married, start a family. Those five milestones have been the same in every generation. The difference between my grandparents' generation and my generation is my grandparents completed those five milestones in a very short period of time, if not in the same week. I mean, it was fast. They did them fast. Well, we've now stretched them out 10, 15, 20 years, telling our kids there's no rush in growing up. You don't need a full-time job. You're only 24 and a half. Slow it down. Right? Yes, you can stay home and play video games. Yes, you can shoot hoops with the guys. So no thoughts of marriage, no thoughts of, and the reason the marriage rate is decreasing, meaning the number of young people choosing to marry, is because they're not prepared for the responsibility of marriage. They're not prepared to take on responsibility for another person and providing for another person. That's why in chapter 5 of the book, I talk about how work and family are linked, and how the principles that guide you at work are going to be the principles that guide you at home. It's all built around responsibility and adding more responsibility to your life, and not just for you, but for others, placing others' needs before your own. So that's the prolonged adolescence. And we have to get back to a place, because we're really good as parents from that 0 to 10 years old mark of accelerating childhood milestones, like run, 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 go, 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 faster, 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 to a fault. Reading in school is no longer acceptable. It's accelerated reading. We start your professional sports career when you're 6 or 7 years old. And so parents are good at pushing kids 0 to 10, but then at 10, 11, 12 years old, and I have two of these right now. I have a 12-year-old daughter, a 10-year-old son, and they're entering into that phase of individualizing and separating from Amy and I, which I believe those two engines have been placed in them by Almighty God. This is they're going from childhood to adulthood. It was in 1904 that we created the term adolescence, and we put this gap in between childhood and adulthood. And I know, Susie, we've talked about this many times. I don't argue too much against adolescence, because the professional counselors and people a lot smarter than me go straight at my jugular. But I do argue against prolonged adolescence, where we've taken this gap between childhood and adulthood, and we just let it grow, 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 grow. And mom and dad, when they feel that child beginning to separate from them, when they feel that child developing their own thoughts and opinions and choosing their own friends and clothes, mom and dad start to move. They move from accelerating childhood milestones to delaying adulthood milestones.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.